And smoking, that's another one. Yeah. Try to stop smoking. That's a beauty, huh? Well, with cigarettes, my wife and I, we made a deal, my wife and I. We only smoke after sex. I got the same pack now since 1975. What bothers me is my wife. She's up to 3 packs a day.
Dustin Johnson is your Travelers champion. He hung on to beat Kevin Streelman by 1 stroke, so we all owe Rosie $200.
Crap.
Oh, crap.
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 I love it.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
Well, Dave, the Rube Party was last Friday night, the virtual Rube Party, first ever. Did you happen to catch any of the virtual Rube Party?
I did, and, you know, it all went so smoothly. It was just a, you know, it was a really great thing. I'm glad they put it together, and, yeah, everything just worked out really well.
If you had the straight-up matchup between our good friend Andy and the Common Man, Andy paid off. So Andy had more airtime than Common, so... that gives you any idea of how the evening went, but no, it was fun. I mean, like, you know, whether something, you know, Corey always talks about with meat sauce, whether it's hilarious or a train wreck, it makes you laugh. And,
right.
Hockey was definitely trying to show off some slabs, and Corey just looked confused and pissed. And yeah, it was interesting. And the biggest news of them all, we got to see
Yes, we on we action.
Yeah.
Well, and so we got to see Carl Gerbschmidt and we.
Yeah.
All in one night. I mean, that was enough for me.
They were pulling out the A-listers for a virtual Rue Party.
Right.
Yeah, and, you know, I had put out odds earlier in the day on whether or not we would make an appearance. And I'm just going to say, if I was taking actual money for that bet, I would have made a fortune, because just about everybody that replied to that said, no way, 2 months mortgage, she'll never show, they don't even know her name, they would never put her on camera. Yeah, so those of you that had her at plus 600 to actually make an appearance, cash those tickets. So,
cash those tickets.
Yeah, very, very attractive young lady, very happy for meat sauce. And
yes.
He also tweeted the picture today of her wearing the KFAN mask. So that was, she's getting even more public time. So, yeah.
I love it.
All right. And of course, after the Rube Party, I think, you know, I enjoyed the Rube Party, had a good time, you know, got quite a few laughs out of it. After the Rube Party, we had our Patreon after party with our Patreon Rubes, and that was an absolute blast. Dave, I think you probably had just as much fun as I did.
Yeah, I think that's probably the one of the most fun things that we've ever done. It was a good group of people, and got to get introduced and talk to some new people that we haven't seen on our Patreon Zooms at all. So
Carl.
Carl kind of stole the show at the end, but yeah, it was just like, oh, should we start another 45-minute session and just keep going? And I think it was like midnight and I ran out of beer. I'm like, all right, I'm going to bed.
That's for sure. I'm completely out of White Russian mix. So I gotta run to the store this week and get some Kahlua. I was having a good time too. And congratulations to Corey, who took down the initials title. So that's 4 different initials parties that we've had and 4 different winners. So very, very fun crew. So thanks for everyone that showed up for that. We had a blast. And we'll do another one here in a little while. If you want to get in on the fun, it's patreon.com/betsandquotes. You can join for as little as $1 a month.
Only $1?
Not $1 an episode. This isn't bonus and gleaming money. This is $1 a month. So feel free to join us over there. We appreciate all of our patrons. All right. I'm ready for a bets update.
Here's this week in Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets. Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets, though. Power Trip Odds.
All right, we had a couple of bets this week. First up was the Travelers Championship. They've been doing a lot of betting on these random golf tournaments, which we all love to see. Yes. And this week, it was Mark Rosen who won the title with Dustin Johnson, who had a really, really good Saturday and Sunday and held on for the win, one-stroke win over Kevin Streelman. And because he won, it doubles the pot. So Rosie went from $600 to the biggest ever Power Trip Bet jackpot of $1,200. So that was a nice win for Rosie. Easily propelled him to the money lead for the year at the halfway mark. So well done, Mark Rosen.
That's insane. Yeah, I think DJ was like at, depending on what book, I think it was like anywhere from 35-1 to like 25-1. So if Mark would have put $40 or $50 in Vegas on DJ to win, I mean, that's the same thing as cashing the ticket in Vegas. So that's pretty cool. I will say that, you know, I don't know how often Rosie pays off his Power Trip bets, but yeah, I'm assuming that he's broken even now. So now he can pay back all the ones that he was supposed to pay out.
I think it's Manny's checks that he has a bigger problem with. The only bet that I can really remember that he didn't pay on was that when Nordo won the British Open, and there were so many people that didn't pay, and that's why Nordo kind of got pissed about that. But
Rosie's got a pretty big coin purse.
He does. So he can definitely afford a few more of these golf bets. So congrats to Rosie, and we'll see which other bets they place. The other bet I was going to talk about just real briefly, even though it did not occur on the Power Trip, and Dave, I don't know if you saw this one, but a soccer bet was placed this week by the 9 to Noon crew. And, you know, as far as I know, I have jurisdiction over the betting on 9 to Noon. I think Tenna takes over at noon he tracks the bets for noon to 3. So, but as far as I know, my jurisdiction includes 9 to Noon. So I tracked it for him. Gleeman, Nordo, and PA each put up $200 for the restarted MLS season, the little tournament that they're doing. And, you know, I'm not an elite soccer mind. I would even consider myself a soccer mind. But I am definitely going to follow this bet. It was an interesting scoring system they did. They drafted both players and teams. They'll get points for how their teams do. You know, more points if they get lots of wins and ultimately win the championship. And, you know, then points for, you know, they had to have one goalie and three non-goalie players. So it's a whole convoluted scoring system, but should be interesting. You know, obviously the best part is $200 a piece. So somebody's going to knock down $400 out of this bet.
Yeah, I like it. The scoring system that they have set up is nice instead of just, pick one team and the last person to, you know, that survives goes away. And I don't know exactly how the MLS has set up their tournament either. But hey, life is better with money on the line, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
I've been doing my fair share of gambling on soccer lately.
Yeah, I usually gamble on stuff that I watch, which is why I've got a whole bunch of money on Joey Chestnut for the hot dog eating contest, because you're damn right I'm going to watch that.
See, the only line I could get is the over-under on the winning total, and I think it's like at 73.5 right now.
Yeah,
but I think the big Chestnut lines will be coming here as we get closer to the fourth.
Yeah, it's interesting because different books. There was one book that opened him as low as -600, which I wish I had been part of that book because I would have emptied my bank account on him at -600. But yeah, the book I have, they have, I think there's 25 different props between the men's and women's competitions, and yeah, it's pretty crazy. And
So what are you betting on for it?
Joey Chestnut and the over, baby.
What'd you get for lines?
I did the, like the exact total. So I went for the exact total of 73 or more. So, I took Joey straight up. So yeah. So very, really fun. It'll, go Joey.
Nothing like gambling on dudes eating wieners.
That's right. Absolutely. Cash those tickets. All right, well, that will do it for the bets update. Let's have some quotes.
They're memorable, they're timeless. They'll probably get meat sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Power Trip quotes.
Power Trip quotes.
Power Trip quotes.
Power Trip quotes.
Power Trip quotes. All right, friends, it is time to get to the quotes of the week, and we will start at number 3 with Power Trip Quotes himself, Chris Hockey.
I'm not afraid of it. I've never done it.
Well, I got to tell you, and now that I think of it, I don't know that I've ever taken a flight and not done it.
You flew to Milwaukee and done it. Yeah, did it twice.
Yeah. Oh my!
Chuck, have you ever pooped on an airplane?
I did one time back when I was in college, flying back to college, when I had some food that did not agree with me, and thank God Sheryl Crow was not on the flight.
So non-emergency situation, no.
No, never. I haven't either.
I mean,
no,
it's a process.
Yeah, it's and I'm one of those people too, where like if I don't have a bathroom available, I think I've mentioned this before. If I don't have a bathroom available, like immediately I have to go. But if there's a bathroom like 2 feet away from me, I can hold it forever. So it's like a psychological thing with me. So I'm one of those people. I always sit like in the very front or very back of the plane. So I'm like really close to the bathroom, and then you know I'm fine. But yeah, the only time I've ever done that is a true emergency.
Dwight Hockey's getting horny just listening to this. We will move to number 2, and it is Corey Cove.
Zach, you're a Disney gay, right? You like
yeah.
Guy.
That was weird. That was the best.
Corey!
Freudian slip for the century there. Holy smokes.
Boy, Corey. And it's funny, too, because Corey will misspeak every once in a while. And a lot of times, either Chris and Sauce aren't listening or they just let it slide. Because I think it's been proven time and time again, Corey is definitely the best listener. But yeah, a lot of times Corey will misspeak and they'll just continue on. And Corey quickly corrected himself and was starting to speak. And I thought, he's going to get away with this. And I'm like, I know. When I was listening live, I was like, I know I heard what I heard. So,
yep, was pretty good.
Pretty good.
All right. Well, we will move to the number 1 quote of the week. And of course, if it's number 1, it's got to be Hockey.
Greg Allman, though, was a much better skier than her other husband.
That's for sure.
Jeez!
That is so true. That's true.
Ouch.
Question 2, that's what he said. On this...
oh, boy.
That's one of the best lines ever.
That's the line of the week.
Well, Corey picked it himself. It's the quote of the week.
Ouch! That's what he said. Brilliant.
Oh, that was just quick and genius there from Hawk.
Absolutely.
Well, there are your quotes of the week.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right, this week in Your Thoughts, we are going to revisit the goat bracket. We are going to do Rate That Impression. We've got a Meat Sauce Robot segment for you, and we'll finish up with Quotes Notes. So you guys have seen that the brackets have been continuing. We're down to the final 4, and I thought it would be really nice to reset the field for you. So we had our good friend VoiceOver Steve reset the field for you, and he does that now.
Welcome to the final 4 of the greatest moment in Power Trip history on the Bets and Quotes podcast. 4 moments remain, each hoping to claim the distinguished title of the GOAT. We start with the breasts region. She swore her way onto the button bar and into our hearts forever. It's Moose Soup Lady.
Son of a damn it! Come down later for moose soup!
She's so good at saying the words son of a bitch that I had to load it in.
She's really good at it.
She means it. So, listen.
Son of a bitch!
She will take on a grown man talking dirty to a computer. It's Meat Sauce Soundboard versus Tiny Joe Nelson.
The fan.
Hi!
Hi!
Is your hog out?
It's out, and it's dragging on the floor.
6 to midnight.
What do you mean?
Roughing up the suspect.
Roughing up my suspect.
Show who's boss.
Arrest my dirty whore.
Bye!
Now, over to the yoga pants region. Clean up on aisle 6, it's Tommy Zamboni.
It has to go somewhere, right?
Well, of
we
course.
All know what I'm talking about.
Yes, yeah, keep go on. Go
I have,
on. Yeah,
I have a patented move called the Zamboni, right?
Yeah.
and you take your waistband.
Whoa,
and you pull it up.
Whoa, wait, what?
He's up against the exact moment that Hawk quit caring about the After Party podcast. It's Hawk finds out what the podcast makes.
Are you kidding me? You're kidding me.
No. Ask Dad.
You're kidding me.
No.
That's how much we've been paying for a year. Why the hell are we doing this? Who's that chick?
Wow.
Who's that jackass who came? What? And they make me feel guilty when I miss a day?
The final four is set. Now it's your turn to vote for the GOAT.
All right, Dave. Well, there are your final four. Any thoughts? Was my seating just that god awful, or are the Rubes just way off?
No, I still think it's the recency bias thing. And if you listen to, you did a good job when you put out the polls to have the link of the audio of both clips in there. And I don't know. I hope people are listening to them. Maybe I'm just too nostalgic that I've been listening for longer than 2 years. Man, I mean, there are so many good moments too, so it's really hard to narrow it down and figure it out. But I think there's definitely some upsets, and yeah, like I said last week, this wedding is horseshit.
Well, yeah, that's part of the reason I wanted to reset the field, and I pulled a couple of slightly longer clips for the Final Four reset, so that if people aren't as familiar. Although I think we're down to the ones that we're down to, I think people really, really know at this point. But still fun to listen to those again and have a good opinion. I thought there was a chance we might get Sheryl Crow into the Final Four after Hockey retold the story this morning. I thought, recency bias, right? Maybe people just heard the story again and they're like, oh yeah, that really is a funny story, and she'd get more of a bump. But unfortunately, Sheryl went down in flames to Tommy. So
yeah, I thought it was like Hawk protesting or campaigning for that story to make it further in the bracket. But I mean, the Zamboni was a great moment. It was a where were you moment. So
yeah, I had a couple people tweet that this is really like, they were like, how can I choose between these two? It's just like picking your favorite child. So yeah. All right. Well, yeah, that will we'll continue the voting next week. The Final Four voting will happen next week, and then we'll have the finals the week after that. So thanks for voting and stay tuned.
It's time now to
rate that impression
on the Bets and Quotes podcast.
All right, well, this week on Rate That Impression, we are going to do Hockey versus Conor McGregor, Nick Cage, Rodney Dangerfield, and Joe Pesci. And we put the call out to the Rubes to send in their impressions as well. I think the Rubes are a little bit bashful. So, of course, our guy Steve broke the ice, and so we're going to get a little sample of Steve here. And we'll get him on this very first one. This is Conor McGregor. So what you're going to hear first is the actual Conor McGregor, then Hockey will be next, and then Rube Steve will go third. So this is Rate That Impression, Conor McGregor.
He didn't even negotiate new money for himself. Imagine that. Look at everybody up here. They're all dressed like me. They're all trying to talk like me. They're all trying to be me.
If he gets on top of me, I'll just beat him off me.
Right.
That's what I do. You can't let a guy get on top of you.
Fucking Irish, man. You fucking played Mayweather, I can't even fucking read. I fucking kick his ass in the fucking boxing ring. Fucking kidding me? Redneck and short, fucking put him asleep.
That's pretty good.
All right, well, let's start with Christopher Allen Hockey. Rate that impression.
Okay, so this wasn't the first time that he had done the Conor McGregor impression. In fact, he does an impression of, believe, Connor's mother and grandmother as well. Grandma Cooter McGregor. it's pretty good. It's okay. The Irish side of it's pretty good. The longer he goes, it turns into the Italian French fry and everything. but I would say this is right in the middle. I'll go 2.5 Blue Chews.
Yeah, I agree. You know, this was a pretty right in the middle one. If he, you know, he usually has to get the beat 'em off me reference in there, and he got it in there right at the beginning. So, you know, he definitely loses points anytime he does it without getting that reference in there. I'm gonna go 2.75 Blue Chew chewables. So yeah, I agree. Kind of right in the middle there.
Very respectable.
All right, well, next up is Nicolas Cage. So this will be the real Nick Cage versus Chris Hockey.
I'm going to steal it. I'm going to steal the Declaration of Independence.
I'm going to take the Independence.
There it is. Oh, wow. I'm going to take Independence.
Mr. Cage, what's your next film?
I'm playing the Pingling in the Batman show.
Okay.
I'll go first on this one. He matched Nick Cage's energy level, I will say that, which is almost zero. And you know, he kind of has the cadence down correctly. The voice is just not there for me. So I'm gonna go again 2.75 on this one. I think it's kind of right in the middle. A couple elements are there, a couple things are missing.
Right, definitely match the energy. You know, there's a fine line. He was walking that tightrope of not putting a lot of effort into it. And, you know, lack of effort and making it effortless. And, yeah, it's definitely not one of his best ones. That, I just love the mumble. Like, he says it as one word. I'm going to steal the Declaration of Independence. Like,
it's more Sean Connery than it is the Cage.
Right. Yeah, you're right, Chuck. I'm going to go 1.75 Blue Chews.
All right. Well, next up is Rodney Dangerfield, and Steve rejoins us for this one. So we'll have the real Rodney, who you heard open this show. You're going to hear a lot of Rodney at the beginning. So if you're not a big fan of Rodney, I'm dropping him in there at the earliest. He's my all-time favorite stand-up. You know, I know people have different preferences. God love Rodney. Nobody else could just deliver joke after joke after joke. It was just a different style when he was a stand-up, and love me some Rodney. And so we had to get Rodney in here. So you'll hear the real Rodney, Chris Hockey Rodney, and Steve Rodney.
I tell you what, me, nothing comes easy. Well, last week I went to the track, they shot off the opening gun, they killed my horse.
Yeah, I don't know what I gotta do with respect.
Must get a free bowl of soup when you buy a hat like that. Oh, looks good on you, though. Oh, man, now I know why tigers eat their young.
Whoa.
So, Dave, you go first. Start with Chris Hockey as Rodney.
Okay, well, with Chris, I don't know. Again, not one of his signature collection of impressions. Let's go. It was a little better than Nick Cage, so I'll go 1.9 Blue Chews.
Now, what did you think of Steve's Rodney Dangerfield?
I think Steve's was actually amazing. The last sentence that he uttered there was like eerie. That was super good. I'm gonna give Steve 4.6 Blue Chews.
All right. Well, you know the phrase "with all due respect," and the guys talk about this from time to time. When you say "with all due respect," you can pretty much say anything you want about the person after that.
That is correct.
With all due respect, Chris, that was god awful. especially when people play just the "I get no respect." You know, that's their Rodney impression, is just to say "I get no respect."
Right.
A half a Blue Chew chewable, and I think I'm being generous. Steve, on the other hand, and a nice touch on Steve's part, because, you know, it's hard to come up with something spontaneously unless you're delivering an actual joke. So good on him to quote something from Caddyshack, which is going to be very familiar to most of our listeners. He had the cadence down. The voice was right there. I mean, he was like right in, you know, I'm not the music guy, but, you know, that octave was kind of right there at where Rodney was. I'm right there with you. I'm going to go 4.5 Blue Chew chewables. Well done, Steve.
Way to go, Steve.
All right. Last up, we got Joe Pesci, which is going to be Joe Pesci, the real Joe Pesci, versus Chris Hockey. But before we do that, I've got a fun little game that we're going to play with the Rubes. and that is called Spell Check Power Trip Quotes.
What?
Now, I'm not one of these. I'm not one of these anal retentive people that's always, you know, correcting people on Twitter and your spelling and your grammar and stuff like that. But this was just too damn good to pass up. So play along at home. You know the rules of the game. The words are Joe.
I agree with this, by the way. This is bullshit.
The word is Joe Pesci. So 5 points if you get the correct word, either Joe or Pesci. You got a 50% chance of getting the word right. And then 10 points if you get the spelling the Power Trip quotes used for Joe Pesci. So I'll give you a couple seconds to think about it, write down your guesses, write down your spelling. And Dave, would you care to take a guess at which word you spelled incorrectly?
In Joe or Pesci?
Yes.
I'm going to go with Pesci.
Dave, you just won 5 points.
Yes.
Do you care to tell me how you misspelled Joe Pesci?
Well, I've misspelled it multiple ways before. But I'm going to guess I spelled it P-E-C-H-I.
Ding, 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 ding. Dave, you get the full 15 points and you are the winner.
Thank you.
The correct spelling of Joe Pesci is P-E-S-C-I. You spelled Joe Pesci P-E-C-H-I. So just like meat sauce and spell check sauce, you're the winner.
Hey, I'm... Whatever.
That was just too good to pass up. All right, yes. Well, let's get on with Joe Pesci versus Chris Hockey.
What happened to the fucking tough guy? Told my friend, stick it up his fucking ass.
Hey, everybody, this is Joe Pesci. You motherfucker. You think you could go outside? I'll come over and punch your fucking head in.
I'm going to go first on this one. This is clearly, of the four that we did tonight for Hawk, this is clearly the best one. And it starts out a little bit cartoonish, but it really gains strength as it goes on. I love it. I only wish Chris could, like, actually, you know, drop the real F word and not have things bleeped out. I think it would sound that much better. I'm giving Chris, in a total redemption from his Rodney impression, 4.7 Blue Chew Chewables.
Yeah, I believe it is his best impression. He was, I think it was in March, on one of the After Party podcasts, he went through and actually was able to use some Joe Pesci language and did it. And it was like, wow, that is like insanely good. It did sound like he was coming off a little bit of helium there for the first two to three seconds. But as he caught his rhythm, that's a top three impression for Hawk. I'm going to go 4.8 Blue Chews.
All right. Well done, Chris. And well done, Steve, as well. All right, Dave. Are you up for another Meat Sauce Robot segment? We took last week off. Would you like to hear it again?
Yes, give me it.
Always.
In other U.S. news, the Academy of American Facial Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery.
Star should go there. His face is hideous.
Just released its list of most popular surgeries of last year. So let you tell me if you'd do any of these. Here are the top five things most people did to their faces in 2011.
I did something to your mom's face.
Okay.
Number one, facelifts.
No thanks.
Mm-hmm, nope. Eyelid restructuring.
What about restructuring your balloon knot?
Can't imagine why I would need that.
These people must be hideous. Skin resurfacing.
Is this a Barnes story?
Skin where?
I on your face, I get, because this is facial plastic surgery.
So just your cheeks, maybe?
I guess.
Butt cheeks.
Nose jobs.
I have a bigger nose, but not to the point where I would need to change it.
You look like Gonzo from The Muppets had sex with a baby elephant.
Lip augmentation.
Well, you don't think I'm kissable.
That's true. Maybe you need that.
Drew Carey sucks.
As for non-surgical procedures, Botox was number one by a wide margin.
Wide margin? Leave Star's mom out of this.
Oh, yes. Oh, man. Such a refreshing breath of fresh air to listen to an old meat sauce robot.
Drew Carey sucks balls or whatever he said.
I just love how he drops, like, just random non sequitur things in there like that. That is so much fun. Those are the best. All right. Long live meat sauce robot. All right. Well, you sent me quotes notes, your quotes notes open after the deadline. So I'm well within my jurisdiction to just skip the quotes notes open, but I'm feeling extra charitable tonight. We're headed into the 4th of July fireworks weekend. Why not start with some fireworks from quotes?
My name is Quotes. I'll give you notes today. Sauce was living alone, but now he has we instead. Saucy wants her to know, if Sauce could fly, he'd pick we up. Oh yes, he'd turn off the lights and show it who's boss. We get her pinky out, stick it in we.
Okay, I don't know what's creepier, the actual guy in the video for this or you're open, but it's they're both minus one time.
I wasn't sure if I wanted to make fun of how creepy and like disgusting that guy is, but I also wanted to bring it up to like a relevant thing. And you know, it's the love story of Sauce and Wee. And Wee is not 16, thank God.
How freaking creepy was how many times did you watch that video today?
I watched it 3 times and they played it like a billion times on the show, so
yeah. Like oh my God. God, creepy.
Yeah,
like,
I literally woke up and said, Alexa, turn on iHeartRadio or whatever. And boom, you know, they said, we just shared the link. And I'm like, okay, what am I watching here? And I was like, no. And then, like, the end, like, they're on the mat, like, his magic garden, like, grow up Aladdin. And he's, like, trying to make, he's making out with this, like, 16-year-old. Like, if he wasn't dead, he should go to prison because he's, canceled culture. He's dead.
And the thing that made that killed me the most, because I, you know, it's been, I probably saw that video when I was a teenager and haven't seen it since. But the thing that killed me is I was listening to the show before I saw the video, and Sauce and Corey were describing what he looked like, and Sauce's description of him was like a thin Eddie Money. And when you first see him walking down the street pulling heaters, that's exact. Like, he's got Eddie Money's gait. He's got Eddie Money's hair. He's wearing, like, the jacket like Eddie Money always wears. I mean, it is dead on until he gets closer up, and then you can kind of, you know, see some differences. But I'm like, I can see why Meat Sauce said that. But then Corey's description was even more spot on, calling him an ugly male Lisa Kudrow.
It was brilliant. It couldn't have. There wasn't a better analogy to make there. So that was
awesome. Oh, that killed me. That was creepy, fascinating. What it was like a car accident. You could not take your eyes
exactly.
off of it.
Exactly. Oh, crazy.
Enough of that. What do you got for us?
Hawk played Pony by Genuine on Wednesday. All time banger. Just so sexual. And it's on my Kentucky Derby playlist every year. So. Love that song. Congrats to Meat Sauce on win number 100 in the initials game. There was at one point where I thought it was going to be impossible for AJ to surpass Paul in wins. And, you know, that changed. About 2 years ago, I would say, you know, AJ has really taken over the game. Luckily, Sauce has Wee now, and Wee is his good luck charm. So he is back in the winning column, but I didn't think it would take this long for Sauce to get to 100, but I'm glad he's there and he's building steam.
Indeed. Yeah, he did well. He won that three-way tiebreaker.
Three-way, nice. next up, Chris said that hot-ass Randy loving the band Danzig was already in the book of Meat Sauce. Now, I'm the keeper of the book right now. And I checked it over, and it was not already put into the book. So I have made that note, and hot-ass Randy loving the band Danzig is now officially in the book of Meat Sauce.
All right. Yeah, I think Hawk is waiting for the audio version of the book.
Yes. Yeah. well, and we decided who was going to – or they decided who was going to read it. It's going to be Andy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also sent it over his way, and we could get an audio book put out.
For sure.
Next up, just about the Rude Party again. Pretty obnoxious all around. Obviously, the Power Trip stole the show, but that was to be expected. But actually had a good time, and I watched like 95% of it, so it was fun. We saw Wee as well, mentioned that, and she seems nice. She does.
She does.
So very happy for Sauce there.
Yeah.
Next up, I don't currently have a TV show on my list to watch right now. I'm all caught up after Ozark and a number of things. So, Chuck, I am starting The Sopranos on HBO 25 years later or whatever it is. Have you seen it?
Yeah, it holds up. It holds up. And even though you know the ending, I mean, there's so much that happens, you know, up until that point that it's not really much of a spoiler to know the ending. You will absolutely enjoy the ride, and it's a high quality show, totally holds up. I am starting Unsolved Mysteries tonight, so saw some buzz about that.
Now that's a remake, right, that Netflix put out?
It's kind of a remake. It's different stories, though. It's like it's just the concept is what's the same.
Sure.
The content is new. So,
well, that's very cool.
Yeah.
And last up I have here was Monday, June 29th. 5 years ago was the birth of the Power Trip Quotes Twitter account. And I wanted to play the audio here because I thought, you know, it's pretty cool. It's, you know, this has turned into a little deal, into a big deal, and now we got the podcast and stuff. And obviously, I listened to the show for, you know, 4 or 5 years before I got into the quotes game. But I thought this audio that Corey proposed was worth listening to.
Hey, what'd you guys talk about on the show today? Well, we basically were talking about what would happen if Porky Pig could be alive and fart bacon dust and meets us, said he'd be a billionaire. I like that the first thing Pork is concerned about when he comes to life is his financial situation. Look, this is amazing and everything, but I got to get my ducks in a row.
People would line up to see that.
He gets a manager within 5 minutes.
This show's derailed.
You know how we have KFAN stats and info, which ended up just being Dr. Zach? Just random noteworthy quotes from the Power Trip Morning Show. We need a Twitter account that does that, because today, even if it's one a day, because today's would be, he'd be a billionaire.
Like a quote of the day type thing. Like one quote from the day.
Exactly.
Should it be the entire, if he could fart dust, he'd be a billionaire?
Or you could do the quote, he'd be a billionaire, and then in parentheses, when referring to if Porky Pig could fart could fart bacon dust. Some kind of context would help, of course.
Get on that, please.
Pretty cool.
That is cool. Yes, yes. And I completely remember that when I don't necessarily remember him asking for somebody to start that Twitter account, because that was my pre-Twitter days. But yeah, I definitely remember that conversation and the whole Porky Pig thing. So yeah, that was awesome. You realize if that happened today, there would be about 65 Power Trip Quotes accounts in one day.
Exactly. Yeah, we're... I think Cardboard Charlie and Smitty were a little ahead of us, but we're kind of the old folk, the OGs of the parody accounts. But yeah, no, if Sauce doesn't say something dumb about if Porky Pig, sold his bacon dust, he'd be a billionaire. Maybe we're not doing this podcast. So pretty cool.
So, everyone out there, you have Sauce to blame for having to sit through Quotes Notes Open every week.
Yes.
All right. Well, that will do it for this week's show. We'll be back again next week with all the goings on the Power Trip. In the meantime, Dave, where can they find you at?
You can find me on Twitter or Instagram at Power Trip Quotes.
I'm, of course, at Power Trip Bets. Thanks for listening, and we will talk to you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie. Baby, rain or shine.